Okay, so we're going to finish Mitzvah Samach Gimel, Perek Samach Gimel. There are a few bits and pieces here that he speaks about the halacha parts of it. He's going Kisidron. He doesn't have an agenda, so whatever he does, he does. Okay, so on Amud Reish Chaf Beis, why is the chahal divided into two? Vahal is a necho kishnayim, koidim asur vahasuda, vatank deshir nem ahal al pesach vahmasa. We want to have halal both on Pesach and on Matzah. Voya halal koilal olav lefanov al achrov, vazenem ahal al Pesach. Ve'ilu hoya lefanov al achrov akoil, lo yadnirash ahalu al Pesach. You know, since the korban Pesach is eaten at the end of the Suda, both in Bezman HaBeis HaMikdash, we first ate a meal and then we had a piece of korban Pesach as dessert. Today we have the Afikoyman, so if we say all of halal at the beginning, we'd say, oh, the halal is on the matzah, but it's not on the korban pesach. Va'achshav lonu achilas matzah korban pesach. Olveish techalik ahalal koidim surach asuda. Bekivin shekach roi lasses, the achilas is not a hefsik, because the achilas is a tzirich for that which brings on the korban pesach, and so on. Olefigah shanavarach betchila v'loy acha asuda, which is hard to understand exactly what it means. Ki asuda in a hefsik shekach ha mitzvah. V'choldov shekach ha mitzvah can hefsik klal. The Ligora Migvilatur, that's halach always anything that's there for Tzerech. So since the Suda is a Tzerech for the Hemshech, then it's not a Hefsik. And he says, the Oid, so till the end of this paragraph, he basically goes through the halacha of wherever you mafsik, so on Tzerech Suda, it's not a problem. Two. Next paragraph. For Rav Haigorn says, Shein Levorach Halahal B'Lel Psochim, Shein Oy Mitzvah. He says, there's no Chiyuv of Halal on Leil Pesach. So Reb Haigorn says a chiddush. He says there's a mitzvah of halal where Chazal imposed on us a mitzvah halal. The ikka mitzvah of halal on the neis and on ki'ilo nachitza mitzrayim should be spontaneous, and therefore they shouldn't make a bracha because it should be coming not as a tzivui, but from our heart. So it's very interesting. What Rabbi Haigorn is saying is that all the takonis of the bracha of Hallel, there is zecha for what was. There is no other mitzvah to think that anachnitzah sukkis the mayeda there seichem that a kosh baruch is moishev in a sukkah, but there is no din to feel as if you're sitting in a as if you were the one that's yetzim mitzrayim. Here, since you're supposed to feel that way, the hoidor and the shevach a kosh baruch should be coming spontaneously and not through a chiyuv. Veins a riot. So the maral dings on it. The avagashon chayom atzmenu gam kerem mitzuv mizeh. You're right. We're mechuyev matzveinu, but there's also a chiyuv mitzivui. V'im lo nistavin al zeh, avgar shuchoy mekach zoas alev, le'yaschar kach godol k'ma'ata shenchem lahalo. So he says that it's something which, even though there's a din to say it misfaras alev, it's not as good as if for mitzuvah, ki yadua. V'oid, ha'halu eina al b'leiv, she'emachsik toiv v'mishos anisim v'nefloiz. The halal that you mechuyev mitzar atzmecha is a halal that is only belief. You're supposed to be makatoiv and feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did so much good. To say it out in as many words, v'im loyev mashama in etzoch lemahal she'ine meivin halal. Al v'abonen kovu she'yikra halal bepeh, k'ma she'vorech ha'mikra halal, v'af agav she'ine meiv mashama, ki kriyas halal mitzvah. So he says, you're right. The chiyuv to break out in halal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a chiyuv belev, and that's one thing. Chazal wa mesakin a formula to say this particular halal. Va'oid avgav shalim lefikon echayav m'hayin shehal HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala neis ben m'chui belel zedavke rakol zman sheyirtze. It also, the chiyuv to be mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not limited to that moment. It's whenever you feel the yimak ha'toyv. And so on. Fine. Next. paragraph on in Reish Chof Dalet. Vim Toima, Lomi Vorchon Agada. Why don't you make a bracha on Agada? She mitzvah sapitis mitzrayim. Vayel vorcha mitzvah says. Just like there's a mitzvah to lay in Hallel, there's a mitzvah to be sapin Agada. For Yeroya, Kivin the Ika Dova who machsheves halev, Vitzorach lechavin masha oma, Vim loikin lehavi midi, Vikivin she Ika hu belev loishayach bracha, El be mitzvah she Ika shal be maisa. Umevorach she gitshonu, ki ha maisu ha Ika. Someone else says that any time where the Ika mitzvah is believed, there's no bracha on it. Now, that you say this is true, I mean, many, many places like that. Zohar al Tishkach, any place that says Zohar believe, or even prepared, there's no din of a bracha. But he says here something else also. He says, Umevorech ha-shekitshonu ki ha-maisu ha-ika. Lefikach imevorech ha-la-gada. I'm not sure where the morale is coming from in terms of his diuk, that it must be the maisa. He says, because we make a bracha asher kitshanu, that's why, does he mean asher kitshanu svoisa vitzivanu likra or something? Where in the words asher kitshanu do you see that the maisa is the ikka? So I think the pshat is like this. Asher kitshanu means there is something else that is having an effect on us. Something is mashpia on us. It's like something's being metaya you, something's being mekadesh you. That's only shayach when you do a maisa hamitzvah, so the mais is external. Akash Baruch Hu told me to eat matzah. So that's a pa'ula that's also being mashpia on my nefesh. So I make a bracha asher kidishon of mitzvoisa v'tzivanu, Akash Baruch Hu, it was mekadesh me with this maisa. Where if the mitzvah is belave, it's not a pu'ula from the outside, it's not a p'china that the chitzonius is mashpia on the p'nimius. It's a description of what the p'nimius of the Adam is supposed to look like. And if the p'nimius is supposed to come outwards, then it's not a shakid shanu. So he says, in learning, any time you say out the words and you do a pu'ul of learning, even if you don't understand it, you mekayim the mitzvah, the Torah should be ksav for sure. L'chein ha-brocha lasi the Torah. Mikra megula, likra sahalel. Any time where the pu'ula is the ikr, then you can make a bracha. So I'm not sure if the diuk of the maral was in the shekid shanu that he mentioned, or the likroy or lasis or whatever it is. The Rashba says that there's no shila dava, and that's why there can't be a bracha. He dings on the Rashba. Next piece. V'choisim b'geula lema shegalonim v'gosav v'sein alitim bracha v'idah l'geula u'mipnei shehishkesh Hashem yisbarach alonim v'golav v'sein So we're saying Ashagolam Golavisenu, and then we want to say that Akadosh Baruch Hu will be goyel us. Oma higi onu halayla lechol b'matzu mor klemish zechina layla shabayu galanu v'lavar v'adosu shzivonu v'shul agula. Kein yisk zakein legolam achim neshagolam zvani simcha v'mishu v'simcha shleima shesmech v'nirecha. So Maral says over here a very interesting point. He says, we want to speak about the Gula of Sidlavi. So, we make a bracha shegalon of Gosem Mitzrayim. We also want to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Gailas, either Belashen Tefillah or Belashen whatever. The only way to say it appropriately is to speak about the zechiyah to be oivid lasid lavo. So betzim, what we want to say is, so this is the tzurah bracha, a bracha to Kadosh Baruch Hu that it was goyelas. And just like there's an avoda tonight, there's an avoda Hashem tonight mikoyach de geula that's now. So too, there's going to be a Kadosh Baruch Hu mizakos for the avoda of the geula lasid lavo. Right now, it's lech lematzemar. Lasid lavoi, it is to bring karbanis to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not sure why you couldn't just make a bracha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was garlas, and he should be garlas. you know, it's like what was and what will be. He's saying over here that the only way to make a bracha on what will be is through the Aveda, and it's been mele, we're makdim the Aveda we're doing now. So Betzim, the Klolitzik to the bracha shegalon of Golos Mitzrayim, and the Yigalein Elasid Lavoi. But in order to say that, we need to say an Aveda Elasid Lavoi. So we start with Aveda now, and we go Elasid Lavoi. He's not masbir why we can't just say that it was goyel us and will be goyel us. What's the problem with just saying that? It seems as if the tzura, the bracha, you know, there could be a tefillah, there could be a bakasha on geula, but a nusach of a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be goyel us only pass mitzad avoida. In other words, it's a berachas, the bracha shalzu to some sort of mitzvah. I'm not quite sure why, but that's the... Okay, one more paragraph on the next page, and that finishes Samach Gimel. Why do we say Shvei Chamasra? Now, let's, again, when we say Haggadah, we keep saying Haggadah, and we say, and we say, and we say, and we say, but if you think about it, there's a very clear Seder Advarim. You have the Seder Advarim of Hallel, half of Hallel in the beginning, like he says, that's in order for the... in order to make the Hallel on the Matzah. You have the halal on the end to go on the Korban Pesach. Shvei Chamascha comes in for no reason. And Shvei Chamascha is a hefsik. I mean, you're middle of halal. Betzim, you're middle of halal. And that's the whole tzur of it. Halal, and then Birchas Hashir. So it's very nice to have a few psukim here. What are the psukim doing here? What right do they have to have over here? So the Ra'al explains. Kais Revi'im Evarachal of halal. Umaschilin loyma tchilos feicha moschal agoyim, kideishe koi aloilonu Hashem loilonu. These three psukim are beetzem a hakdama for the perek of loilonu. Kirazal meforshim loilonu al mechemes kogug mogoy shasak hashprochu bishvul kvoidei, ulefika maschilin feicha moschal agoyim. Yigam ksiv etz agoy gug mogoy voy b'yemuhu b'yoyim bo goy gal adz Yisrael talach hamasi b'apik nasi v'eshabart evrasi lefikach masl b'shvech hamasra shleiduch hamasra shimcha l'karol. So be'etzim the Seder HaDvarim is that the Seder HaDvarim of the Halal is a Halalu, we're being mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch who's gilu in the world. Halal is the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oil shining in the world. The word Hallel means the praise. It comes from the word Yohel Oro, which means the light illuminates, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala himself, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is quote-unquote praiseworthy, means that there are Giluyim of Ribbono Shel. So there's the first Perek is Klolistik Hanhaga. The second parak is Dashkoch Mecheres and Kal Yisrael, and then we have another nekuda that no matter how strong the Giluyim of the Rebbe Yisrael are at Klapeinu, so long as the Umas HaOlam are Merakid Behechol, and so long as Umas HaOlam are dominant and defy Kal Yisrael, there is no Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Master His Oyer. So as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making nisim for us, it's like Ein Akise Shalom Ein Hashem Shalom until HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets rid of the Gilulim, gets rid of the Umas that are against him, and so on. So Loi Lanu is a Bakasha. It's a Bakasha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu start complete being Megala, his oyer in the world, by getting rid of the Umas that are mastering. So Shvoi Chamoscha is sort of a hezba for Loi Lanu. Loi Lanu Hashem Lanu Kishim Vein Kovei. We're saying we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do all nisim for us in order to get rid of the things that are mastic Vaidai. So Shvoi Chamoscha is an appropriate introduction as Ishaich Tut. Okay, we're holding here. So this is, we finished. We got up to Perek Samach Dalet. Mitz Hashem. I see either Shalayim when it does Vachim and Asachim or whatever, we'll be mapshed there. Mm-hmm.